This is the first podcast talking about quotations that I'm interested in from Train Dreams by Dennis Johnson. I'll be drawing out a series of these, highlighting quotes that I think are interesting or important to the novel that I'll give you a little bit of interpretation on. I'm going to do one quote per episode of the podcast so that you don't have to listen to an entire long block of me talking in order to break these up. So this will just be one quote. I'm going to be looking at a quotation from page 19 for this episode, so if you'd like to follow along, go ahead and get out your book. This will be on the bottom of 19, top of 20. The quote reads, "That night, the men discussed Arne's assets and failings and went over the details of his final hours. Had the injuries to his brain addled him, or was it the fever he'd suddenly come down with? In his delirium, he'd shouted mad words. Right Reverend Rising Rockies, he'd shouted. Forerunner grub, hold up, fellers, caution, caution," and called out to the spirits from his past and said he'd been paid a visit by his sister and his sister's husband, though both, as Billy said, he knew for certain, had been dead for many years. So that's page 19 and 20 in the book, and this is from the episode where the main character is in Washington working on a spruce logging operation, and the old man, the old timer in the camp, Arne Peoples, has just died from the fever that ends up closing the camp for the year. And this is kind of Dennis Johnson talking about that bit. And I think it's interesting because this idea of the fever that a number of characters in this portion of the novel end up becoming afflicted with, and this kind of idea of experiencing the past as sort of a series of hallucinations, I think goes to some extent towards explaining the structure of the novel, because I think that's one of the things that's important to address at this point in our discussion. This is why I picked this quote to talk about first, because one of the things that's unusual about this novel is the structure of it. We expect usually expect a historical novel to be in some fashion linear. You know, it begins with the main character's birth and ends with their death, but in fact, in this novel, in the account of Robert Grainier, we don't get that kind of linear account. It begins in 1917 when he's working on the railroad, and it actually ends not with his death, but with that incident in the when he goes to the theater in Bonner's Ferry, and that's I think in the 1930s or 1940s. So it's kind of unusual that this novel takes place kind of out of order. And I would think I would also point out that until this quote appears, it's been more or less linear, because it starts with them attempting to kill the Chinese railroad worker, and then kind of moves to him going home to his wife, and then if we find out that they're dead, his wife and child are dead. And then chapter 3 begins on page 25 with when a child Grainier had been sent by himself to Idaho. That's how chapter 3 starts. And so suddenly we're back in Grainier's childhood. And I think that's an interesting kind of moment, because suddenly it's no longer this linear narrative, and we realize that this is going to be this kind of series of episodes that are not necessarily told in a linear fashion. And I think it's an interesting approach and an interesting decision that Dennis Johnson makes here. And I think this is something that you could definitely think about addressing in your responses if you're interested in this, because I think it's an important aspect of this book, the fact that it's not told in a linear fashion, that doesn't move from point A to point B to point C. And the reason, though, that I draw your attention to the quote on 19 specifically is that this bit that Arne Peoples is, as he's dying, is claiming that he's visited by the spirits of his past, his sister and his sister's husband, as well as kind of having this sort of memories that he's spouting off about that are from his own past. I think this is interesting because I think this suggests kind of the structure of the novel to you. I don't know how you guys experienced this, but for me, when I read this quote and then it jumps on page 25 back into Grainier's childhood, it was like, oh, okay, well, that's why this is happening, because Dennis Johnson is writing this novel in this kind of feverish sort of reflective mode. So I think it's an interesting moment in the book where we see Dennis Johnson showing us how to read his novel, which is a kind of cool moment that a lot of authors will do, where they'll give you a quotation or a bit that explains how the novel's structured. And that's really what's going on here. So I just wanted to draw your attention to that, because I think the sort of non-linear aspect of this text is one of its most interesting and potentially puzzling features. And I think Dennis Johnson is kind of getting to this question of time, in question of memory. We don't necessarily, when we reflect back on our life, because that's really what this novel is about. It's about Robert Granier's life. When we reflect on our lives, we don't do it in this memory, this linear fashion that we expect from the plot of a novel. We do it in this kind of disconnected way. And of course, I think that's one of the most powerful features of this book as a whole, is the fact that it is kind of nonlinear. So I think it's just interesting that we have a scene early on in the novel that shows you, within the plot of the novel, how the novel as a whole is going to be structured. So draw your attention to that. I think it's an interesting quote. I'd like to hear if you all have anything to say about this. I think I'd be interested to see what other people think as well.